Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Sholta Gael, The World of the Celts.
My name is Patrick Sheehan, my years are 34. Tipperary is my native place, not far from Galtimore. I came of honest parents, but now they're lying low. Though many's the pleasant day we spend in the Glen of Arloe. My father died, I closed his eyes outside our cabin door. For the landlord and the sheriff too were there the day before. And then my loving mother and sisters three also were forced to go with broken hearts from the Glen of Arloe. For 3 long months in search of work, I wandered far and near. I went then to the poor house to see my mother dear. The news I heard near broke my heart, but still in all my woe, I blessed the friends who made their graves in the Glen of Arloe. Bereft of home and kith and kin, with plenty all around, I starved within my cabin and slept upon the ground. But cruel as my lot was, I ne'er did hardship know, till I joined the English army far away from Arloe. "Rouse up there," cried the corporal, "you lazy Irish hound. Why don't you hear the bugle? It's call to arms to sound." I found I had been dreaming of the days long, long ago, and I woke upon Sebastopol and not in Arloe. I tried to find my musket, how dark I thought the night. Oh, blessed God, it was not dark, it was the broad daylight. And when I found that I was blind, my tears began to flow, and I longed for e'en a pauper's grave in the Glen of Arloe. A poor neglected mendicant, I wandered Dublin street. My 9 months' pension it been out, I beg from all I meet. As I joined my country's tyrants, my face I can never show. Amongst my dear old neighbours in the Glen of Arloe. So Irish youths, dear countrymen, take heed of what I say. For if you join the English ranks, you'll surely rue the day. And whenever you're tempted a soldier in to go, remember poor blind Sheehan of the Glen of Arloe.
Thank you. across the Atlantic I did fly. Left old Scotland, I know not why. Didn't mean to say goodbye. Didn't plan to be an exile. Landed in America for just a year or so to stay. But I'm still living here today, happy among the exiles. My only homeland is 6 foot high. For its independence I will die. No matter where my feet may fly, I'll be at home with the exiles. Between two places you still can get torn, the place where you live and the place where you were born. For one you know and one seems foreign, when first you become an exile. So many times now I've been back to enjoy the music and the crack. But each time my bags I've repacked and gone on home to the exiles. My only homeland is 6 foot high. For its independence I will die. No matter where my feet may fly, I'll be at home with the exiles. There's good things here, there's good things there. Love and music everywhere. And there's always friends with these things to share, if you enjoy yourself as an exile. Narrow national pride is for a mind that's small. I'm only too happy to have these friends all and learn the true meaning of international. Everyone is an exile. My only homeland is 6 foot high. For its independence I will die. No matter where my feet may fly, I'll be at home with the exiles. My only homeland is 6 foot high. For its independence I will die. No matter where my feet may fly, I'll be at home with the exiles.
Gone home, paper gone, oh, when Brema, one and ton triest. Gone home, paper gone, oh, when Brema, one and ton triest. Quid ear when I wallow a blam on no kizist. quid ir when I wallow a blam on o kijist noses glau a gawel e kreis mi djuen golon noses glau a gawel e kreis mi djuen golon et I
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both a home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Good evening and welcome to Shelter Gale. We began the program with a song about eviction and all the things that accompany that. It's called Patrick Sheehan. It was sung by Andy M. Stewart from his first solo album after getting well known as a lead singer for Silly Wizard. The album, vinyl, was called By the Hush, Patrick Sheehan. And it led off a set of songs about displacement, exile, both economic and political, and the attendant need for employment. Migration, immigration, and exile are continue to be big topics today, and eviction, just one of the things facing a lot of people today, not just the Celts. After that, Finbar Fure, son of a professional traditional Irish musician, Ted Fury, and Finbar himself, a bagpiping champion, did a duet album with Robert Stewart, a prolific author. And they called the album Aran for the lonely sort of windswept islands off the west, you know, off the Atlantic coast of Ireland. And we heard from them Morning on a Distant Shore. Robert Stewart plays the psaltery. That's what the thing with all the strings was that sounded a little bit like an auto harp. It was the psaltery, P-S-A-L. Morning on a Distant Shore. And then after that, a Welsh male choir, the Pontarth, yes, okay, I'll get it this time. Pontarthulais, male choir. I'll work on that and get back to you with a few more repetitions. How'd you like that? In their traditional style, they sang Take Me Home from a compilation called The Music of Wales, including folk tunes, pop tunes, and choral music, and instrumental music as well. After that, the group Men of Worth, a duo, and we heard from them At Home with the Exiles, and then in a little medley with the brief instrumental piece, Will Ye No Come Back Again, from their CD, In Full Flight, Men of Worth. And we ended the set with the Breton musician and activist Alan Stivell, who brought in the traditional Celtic sitar on The Apple Tree, which was sung in Breton from his album Journée à la Maison. Thank you.
That's why my heart is aching, and I long to see you back in Galway Plain.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Well, that set began with the Dedannon All-Stars. Several members of Dedannon, and led with the beautiful vocals of Maura O'Connell, and Come Back to Me, Ma Vornin, which was always a big hit for John McCormick in the olden days, from an LP called No Home Is Really Happy Without Them. Followed that with a group from Galicia in Spain. Many people know that a lot of exiles from Celtic lands wound up settling in northwestern Spain and established a bit of Celtic culture there. The Milla d'Oro band gave us Maneo de Fontela Jotas. If you were listening to that, it was a really rocking, you know, danceable kind of tune, and it was in 6/8 time, just like the Irish jigs and so on. I was kind of wondering just whether the that 6/8 quick danceable meter may have originated in Spain and worked its way to the Celtic lands, or vice versa, if it was brought to Spain from Ireland and Scotland by exiles and immigrants. But I can't give you that answer. Anyway, Auga de Mayo was the name of the album from Milla d'Oro. And then we ended the set with Sharon Shannon doing a medley, The Woodchopper's Reel and Rail de Voyageur, from an album just titled Sharon Shannon. You're listening to Shulta Gale on KGNU. Oh, I'm your host. My name is Fergus. Thanks for listening.
Like Martha Blake at 51, all her songs were still unsung. Her life was cast upon the stones and scattered in the wind. The church's law was all her truth. Her aged parents took her youth, and so she withered in the drought in the holy land of Ireland, the townland where she spent her days was tinted with a thousand grays. No sun shone through the drizzle haze or warm the chilly land. She had some books but did not read. No poetry could plant a seed. No color on the gray could bleed in the holy land. When she was young, her heart was stirred. With love it fluttered like a bird. And from its cage it sang and soared with one touch of his hand. But when he turned away his face and left her without love or grace, he left her there to find her place in the holy land of Ireland. Mm-hmm.
shunned her house and door. They shunned the stillborn child she bore. The priest pronounced her scarlet whore to break the law's command. So summoned by the sharp-tongued bell, the sermon and confessional, to save her soul from going to hell, she does what must be done. Her life indentured to the grave, with nothing but her soul to save, in duty does what must be done. Like Martha Blake at 51.
Well, thanks for listening to Shulte Gale this evening. We began this final set with the Chieftains from their 10th album called Cotton Eye Joe, a set of Breton music titled just for the slow air that begins it, En Dourjanel, the turtle dove. It's followed with a march and then a reel, but music from Brittany. Followed by Mary O'Hara from her double CD of 40 traditional songs, originally issued by as a CDs, because it was a long time ago. She sang the very traditional song, Last Rose of Summer. Unfortunately, there isn't time to give you the Miles Nagapolin, Keats and Chapman story that ends in The Last Rose of Summer. Maybe you could look it up. Then we heard from Cole Cannon and Like Martha Blake, the tale of a woman with a very difficult life, from their album, The Life of Riley's Brother. And now we're listening to Alistair Fraser and Paul MacLeish from the album Sky Dance. This is The Scolding Wives of Abertarf, I'll Break Your Head for You, Catch and Kiss the Romp, and The Haggis. Don't think we're going to get to The Haggis before we run out of time. But thanks again for listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Thank you for listening to KGNU. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. Tonight, bringing you neo-traditional sounds from around the globe, including from Greece, India, Iran, Indonesia, Argentina, Mali, and the Côte d'Ivoire. Enjoy.
Σε τζίνι που διούν Σύντιζα μ' αν έχεις τι να πεις Ούσου τζολας λίον κάμε κράτη Πού να παίζεις για να τζιμηθείς Άι στον καηλέ που κάτω δυο μου το κρεβάτι Θόρυνες και πίσω και μπροστά Τα πόδια σου στη γη Νόσε τη γυρίζει ακροβατά Μες στον αστερκό τη μουσική
Tiri-di-ri-da, rik-ta-tiri-di-ri.